This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria, Rich E. Rich, and Ian, both of whom are currently working on a tech issue. So
we're good. We're paying attention.
We're talking about this issue from Zero Hedge. I was just leading the way of what you guys were doing.
And we're looking at Matrix things with a Matrix chat over at chat.lrn.fm.
Yeah, I still haven't joined it. But to be fair, I never even used the Discord when it was there, and I'm already on Discord.
You know what? I am liking it better.
Did the toxicity come with it?
No. No, surprisingly. Now, there is a toxic user room, but it was actually created by a toxic user. So now the toxic users are fully in charge of the toxic user room, which is actually kind of awesome.
Self-policing. Love it.
That's the interesting thing about this is on the Discord server, Discord was what we used for the last 2 years, I think, at least 2 years. And it's a centrally hosted, centrally managed corporation that runs these servers, these chat servers for people. It's used widely within the crypto community. It's huge in gaming. In fact, I think it started as a gaming chat app for people talk S to one another live while they're having their games that they're playing, you know, multiplayer online. And
yeah, because otherwise you have to use a game-specific chat service, and those usually suck.
There's some other ones like TeamSpeak or Mumble, and they're pretty
sure.
But anyway, so that's where it came from, and other people started to use it. And so the more of these people came in that were not so nice, like racists or whatever, and they make things very uncomfortable and awful on these servers. And so, you know, you can understand why they want to shut that down, and it's just this constant targeting of servers. Like, we got taken down, and we still have never gotten a reason for what it was. They made some generic statement about cyberbullying going on, and it's like, well, yeah, we don't support
it. Have reported this.
We don't support cyberbullying, so I don't know what you're talking about. Can you be more specific? Which they never were. But then when we launched our own self-hosted server with this Matrix technology, which is an open-source, self-hosted, supposedly federated or interconnected kind of tech, where one server, you can reach out to other servers from the main server and join other servers' channels if you want to. But the really neat thing about this, and that's kept a lot of the crap away from it, I think, is the fact that anybody can create a channel. So on our server, it's no longer Ian comes up with the channel names based on suggestions of you know, users or whatever.
Sure, and there were some good ones.
There were. But now we have a few official, you know, we have several official channels that are, you know, I came up with, sort of like we had on Discord. But then there's been, I don't know, a dozen other channels at least that people have created. So nobody came in, our co-host Nobody came in. He created a Nobody Tells the Truth channel, which he's the administrator of, and he can choose his co-admins or moderators or whatever. This, you know, toxic person created the toxic user zone, and he's in charge of that channel.
Are you concerned about illegal content manifesting on your servers because of users creating it?
You know, I don't really worry about that sort of thing. If it's brought to our attention, we'll deal with it in that particular case. But so far, there have been no issues. And you said you only see three rooms. That's because that client has only joined three rooms. So that's the other thing. You don't have to see all the rooms unless you go and you look at the list of them, in which case then you can see how many people are in each room.
So unlike the LRN Discord server, the LRN studio here isn't actually in control of it.
That is correct. Well, I mean, technically it is an administrative account, but you have to go into like a back end to, like, if we wanted to remove a channel for some reason, let's say what you were talking about is going on there, we do have the ability to do that. Obviously, we can go in, we can remove a channel, we can do an IP ban now, which we couldn't do before because Discord actually protects its users' information, which means Discord, even though they want you to moderate your own server on Discord, gives you no tools that are useful to do that because you can't do an IP ban on somebody, from what I could tell on Discord. So we have some, I would say, better sort of administrative tools here. So I'm happy with it so far. Awesome. People get to create their own rooms and join the rooms that they want to. So you don't have to see all the rooms, which is why the studio computer only has On Air Now and the news and show prep and the announcements, because that's really all you need when you're sitting at the studio computer.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So the list of reasons, the list of things that people have to believe according to Zero Hedge in order to convince themselves that everything is going to be okay. Ian, as you pointed out, most of these are just like Republican talking
points.
Yeah,
it's pretty clear that whoever this Tyler Durden is that wrote the article is very worried about the Democrats possibly, winning.
It's not going to get any better.
Well, we do know that this one in particular was authored by Michael Snyder via themostimportantnews.com.
Oh, they're syndicating the story.
Yes, it would seem so.
Well, I mean, if it's called themostimportantnews.com, it must be true.
It looks like a trash site. I got to be honest. I'm not impressed.
Well, I'm not impressed with the list so far, but maybe it'll get better.
I doubt it. number eight. Once the election is over, the big social media companies will give us our freedom of speech back because that is the right thing to do.
See, again, I think everything's going to be okay because, again, this is
right.
The things this person believes you have to believe in order to believe everything's going to be okay. Everything is okay when it comes to the Internet as far as, you know, your place or the space that you have on the Internet because you can still create that.
Well, you just mentioned.
Like we were just talking about, exactly. And that's the thing. These people on the right wing, this sort of goes back to one of the Cantwell points. Chris Cantwell was arguing that the state needs to regulate Facebook and Twitter to force these companies, because they're so big, we have to make them a public service or something like that, that in order for the ultra-right wing to have their space, where their safe space, where they can say the things they want to use the government to take over these organizations.
But they had Gab. And they had
Mastodon. Gab.
Yeah, but he did. But yeah. Most
they still have Gab. Gab is
most
the
white
most
nationalists
popular.
Don't. I mean, yeah. Chris Cantwell's a special example.
Well, I will say this, not in his defense, because I wouldn't support his solution to it. But how far down the line do you have to go, right? If you say
down
that,
what line?
Well, because at some point you go like, where do they get their space on the internet?
Who?
And The white nationalists,
they create it themselves. If Chris Cantwell wants to run his own chat server out of his bedroom, he can do that.
It's not even do that because the server is connected somewhere and it has to be hosted somewhere. Like his internet service provider could cut him off.
That's true. There have been some activists that have targeted the service providers of certain.
And then you go, what do you do now? If you're the extreme white ring white nationalist, well, you have to be your own internet service provider.
Or create a mesh network. No one is silencing them. No one has to give them a platform. And I'm not going to cry
there's
that they're not given a platform.
That's right. And there's somebody out there who will serve these people. I mean, there are, you know, you can find these white nationalist sites out there.
Sure.
And so somebody's hosting them. Maybe it's you know, an Indian host in India or something like that.
Right,
or
now,
Bangladesh.
But I could foresee a future where they stop that as well because it gets too extreme. Right. In which case,
mesh networks would just become more popular.
Could be, and then we would have a truly
decentralized solution.
Let's set up a mesh network, and then the hardware manufacturer doesn't supply you the tools. Then you're digging your own copper out of the mines in Chile.
Well, there are way more hardware providers than there for a mesh network than there are, you know, ISPs. We're not talking about your options being like Comcast and Spectrum or whoever, Time Warner, whoever these six companies are. When it comes to hardware, there are dozens of companies
that may not sell to you if they find out that you are who you are because you hold certain viewpoints. Because they're not obligated to sell you their product, right? That's part of the voluntary association.
Sure. Well, I don't draw a line. If they want to, you know, ostracize themselves to the degree that they can't get internet, they can't buy groceries. Well, maybe that's a sign that their views should be changed.
Well, then you're anti-free speech because there's
no. They can say what they want. That's not anti-free speech. They can say anything they want, but there are consequences to that.
That much I agree with.
Well, let them reap those consequences.
Fair enough.
Change their position. Stop being a-holes, and maybe someone will sell them some hardware. They dug their own grave. Let them sleep in it.
They'll be fine as far as hosting goes. It's not going to get to the point, I don't think, that you're talking about, Richie, because people disagree firmly with so much on the Internet and so many different viewpoints are out there being represented. The idea that there's one that's so offensive that somebody out there doesn't want to make money off of it, I mean, it hasn't happened yet. There's always somebody willing to host.
Fair enough.
And if you've got a computer and an Internet connection, you can self-host your Internet post.
Well, again,
you can do that yourself.
Provided that you can get the hardware and provided that someone is going to allow you to connect to the internet.
Somebody will sell you a computer.
Okay.
And even if they don't, I don't care. The Nazi can change their position and stop advocating hate, and maybe someone will sell them a computer.
I mean, people sell governments computers.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Document link shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And I want to tell you about Fork Fest 2021 because it's coming up. And when I say it's coming up, I mean it's like 9 months out. But in my world, I live for Fork Fest, so it's coming up. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Just after the week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'll find Fork Fest. It's decentralized. No one is in charge. There's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping or enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people. You can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. Check it out at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. You can find links there to the unofficial Telegram chat or the Fork Fest forum because it's all unofficial. And mark your calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th, 2021. We'll see you there. Forkfest.party.
Officials aren't welcome.
What if I get elected? Will I be welcome at Fork Fest?
All I can say is, you know, myself. I can't speak for anyone else.
You'd be out of your jurisdiction.
No.
New Hampshire is a weird state. They have a law where a sheriff has the same sheriff authority in all counties.
I'll make you take the badge off.
Well, it's not like I would be enforcing the law. I'd be on streams the entire time.
Okay,
let's leave the gun in the motel room tonight.
If you were the sheriff of Fork Fest, could you then have the authority to keep out other law enforcement?
Yes.
Because that would be a nice little buffer, right?
Mm-hmm.
No police
the highest
department.
Law enforcement official in the county. Now, they could go get their own county sheriff, and then there'd be this enormous
showdown.
There'd be this enormous legal battle and jurisdictional nightmare that I honestly don't want
could
to fight.
Could you deputize all the Fork Fest attendees to battle on your behalf?
Yes.
It sounds like it'd be interesting.
I'm not saying I would, but I'm saying I could.
I'm just thinking of like the ramifications, right? If there's going to be a battle, you know, it's not like civilians.
Well, I said legal battle. There would be a legal battle.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think a sheriff would pull out their gun and start shooting at me, you know.
But if they did.
Moving right along here. We're talking about this article from Zero Hedge, 20 things you have to believe, according to them, in order to think that everything is going to be okay.
Maybe, because as we blast through this, Ian just goes like, I don't believe that, and everything's still going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to continue.
I suspect.
Number nine, it makes perfect sense that the stock market has soared to record highs while the real economy has plunged into horrifying depression. This isn't a bubble, and stock prices will just keep going up indefinitely.
Okay, that's not your typical Republican talking point. That I don't pay any attention to, like, the stock market, the Dow Jones, and all of that nonsense. It's just government-created fiction, right?
It's gambling.
Yeah, I care about what the prices are on the things that I buy versus the money that I'm making.
Sure.
And those things are out of whack.
They're definitely out of whack now. And, you know, again, with the inflation, adding money, paying down $27 trillion debt with the $27 trillion stamped coin would probably put that even more out of whack.
Oh, yes, significantly so. I'm not an advocate of the plan. I mean, if we want to dismantle the state apparatus faster, having them print a $27 trillion coin would probably do the trick. But I think there are better ways that we could dismantle the state without causing massive amounts of human suffering.
Well, Zimbabwe still has a state, and so does Venezuela.
They also still have massive amounts of human suffering.
Understood. I'm just saying it's very difficult to even take that route to get rid of the state.
True.
Number 10, it's perfectly okay that 40% of the U.S. children are being born outside of marriage.
Who is so bored that they give a crap about that?
America can certainly prosper without strong marriage and strong families because so many other great civilizations have shown that it can be done.
Because you should really keep a marriage together if it's not working out for the kids. I don't think that's a good plan.
I don't think that's a good plan either.
No.
Or maybe there's less children out of wedlock. Right? If the family unit is stable, then have kids. If it's not, then don't.
That would be something that someone who's planning a thing could do.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't plan kids.
That is true.
I was initially planning kids back when I was married to a cis girl. I mean, the plan was I was going to finish college. We were going to, you know, I was going to get a start my career, and then we were going to have kids.
Didn't work out.
No, I took a different path, but I mean, sure, if you're going to have kids, you should actually plan it. Just like, hey, right. I work at the gas station. You work at Starbucks. Let's have a kid.
Mm.
No, be more thoughtful in your actions, please.
I think that is more thought than a lot of people put into it. It's usually just, I work at Starbucks, you work at wherever, and we're going to have sex, and oops.
Well, and again, to be fair, married, I have a son, not with my current wife,
yeah.
But with the previous relationship, and we were together for 9 years. He was definitely planned, and it still went south.
Yep,
so,
yeah.
Hard to even do it that way. Number 11.
Yes, but you didn't create a bunch of instability for the child. And so, no, I mean, sure, the
I didn't plan the instability,
but it
occurred.
Emotional instability certainly did, but we're talking more like being able to provide for the child type of stability.
Right.
And not drastically changing, oh, well, we're moving here this day, we're moving here the next day, we're going to stay right. with your aunt for 6 days now.
Like, I did everything right in my mind up until that point. I got, you know, got good grades, went to school, graduated from college. Had started, you know, the job that, yeah. you know, started the career thing. Like, okay, it's okay to move forward, you know.
Sure. That was my plan.
Yeah.
I just ended up not doing it. I was like, at this point,
look at
that.
This guy is just whining about things. So what is that?
We can keep going. Even though study after study has shown that antibodies fade very rapidly and that any immunity is very short-lived, a vaccine will save us from the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, I've tweeted about this recently. I didn't tweet. It was before Facebook banned me. I posted about this. I'm not a virologist. I don't know if that reasoning holds up or not. But if the statement is true that, you know, the antibodies have to remain in your body for you to become immune to it, and the virus is just, you know, giving your body those antibodies, then obviously the vaccine would have to be repeated every 30 days or every 60 days or whatever.
Bring
like
back
the flu shot.
Vaccine, yeah, every year.
Well, that's because the flu, the influenza virus, is continually evolving.
Same with this one.
Sure.
Number 12. Once the virus has been eradicated, they won't make us wear masks anymore. And they certainly wouldn't try to force people
stop
to take vaccines
masks,
if they don't want them.
It just means pusillanimous. I mean, it's just short for that.
Yeah, I know, but it does not sound like it.
Well, that's his problem.
I would agree. Stop wearing a mask. Or, you know, if you have to keep your job or whatever, you know, sue the government.
Number 13. Now
don't go quietly into it. You know, if you're upset about the mask, express that statement somehow.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, again, I'll bring up my full compliance mask, I think, is my expression of my discontent with the ordinances protested differently than not wearing a mask at all.
I have an NPC mask that I wear at work.
Okay.
Because I have to wear a mask at work. So it's just a little triangle nose and a line straight across.
Nice.
I'm amazed I'm able to get away with it, but it's because the boss needs to let me get away with it. Otherwise, I'm like, okay, well, I'm done then.
Discrimination. Number 13. Now that everyone has seen how much chaos this pandemic has caused, evil people would never purposefully release more deadly viruses because they wouldn't want to kick us while we are down.
So this person believes that it was the Chinese government that did this to us and or some sort of evil global plot instead of just another variant of the cold or the flu.
And now they know the formula to do it again.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Is all of this a government plot? Give us a call. Let us know.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Document link shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategies, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Back to work at the Oval Office Wednesday. The president from Twitter.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president. And I'm standing in front of the Oval Office at the White House, which is always an exciting place to be. I got back a day ago from Walter Reed Medical Center. I spent 4 days there and didn't have to. I could have stayed at the White House, but the doctor said, because you're president, let's do it. I said, fine. You tell me what to do, and I'm going to listen. These are great professionals. They've done a fantastic job. And by the way, not only at Walter Reed, all over the country, we have the greatest doctors in the world. We have the greatest nurses.
In a vice presidential debate underway at 9 Eastern from Utah, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Senator Kamala Harris will face off with moderator USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another restaurant chain is filing for bankruptcy protection. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19.
And another basketball great has had the honor, Michael Jordan. Now LeBron James will have the honor of the front of the Wheaties box. General Mills announcing the Lakers superstar will take over Serena Williams' serial duties. They say they chose LeBron to celebrate his efforts both on and off the court. As far as off the court, they say most notably for his work with the I Promise program. This is USA Radio News. For more, visit usaradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. And if you value that, you should check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It allows you to directly contribute to Free Talk Live. So if you like that idea, that people can, you know, there's a national radio show that people can call and express their opinions, join the AMP program. All we ask is $5 per month to join. It comes with a number of cool little perks that you might like, an AMP-only Facebook group if you're still on Facebook. And it only costs $5 per month. All of that money is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence his name. You can find out all about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Tonight's amplifier is Barry. Barry, thank you so much for amplifying. We hope you continue, and we hope to meet your... We hope you continue amplifying the show. I wanted to say something different there, and then it all went out of my head. So, with you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Rich E. Rich. We're talking about this list from Zero Hedge of 20 things a person has to believe
to in order to convince yourself that everything's going to turn out okay.
Yes. And we disagree.
Well, and to this person's mind, things not being okay means any kind of Democrat success. That's basically all this is so far.
Well, he doesn't seem to be too happy with Trump either regarding
really?
The stock market.
Has he even mentioned Trump?
Not by name.
No.
That's true. He did mention Democrats by name.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Republican myth is that, you know, Trump has made the stock market great, right?
Well, I don't know if it's a myth. I mean, certainly the money pumping that Trump did earlier this year seemed to bring the stock market back out of its deep dive. But that was what some of the financial folks were predicting would happen, and that eventually will crash again.
I struggle with that because it's out of the deep dive in inflated dollars.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Of course it's going to look more valuable than it did before because it's been inflated.
Yep. As long as it lasts to the election, That's all Trump needs.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is a government plot. You are being farmed, you just like Animal Farm, but we are literally being farmed, just like a farmer has cattle and makes money off of what they get the cattle to do, and pigs and chickens and cash crops, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
We are the cash crop. You go to work and you pay your tax, and on top of that, you have to buy your cell phone service and pay your mortgage and every you know, your car payment, everything. Yeah. And they haven't figured out.
It's slavery writ large, much more subtly.
Right. And they're just like a casino. They're just skimming, you know, a couple percent off of everything that you have to do. You have to buy a car. Yeah. Well, I'm being nice. You know, and the bottom line is half of your labor efforts go unnecessarily to people's pockets that shouldn't be going into. You're paying, you know, you're getting half of what you should be getting for your labor, or you're paying twice what you should be paying for everything that you pay for, because people are skimming, and those people are the government and the unseen partners that partner with the government behind the scenes, whoever they may be.
Or the ones in front of the scenes, all the mega corporations and things like that. Yeah, I mean, people are basically getting fleeced, and they keep picking a new master.
Yeah. And as for the stock market, it's pretty obvious if you watch it. What the stock market does is what they're doing is they're leveraging the news. So when there's good news, then the stock market's going to go up, right? And when there's bad news, the stock market's going to go down. And so the way I see it is that when there's some good news, like what was the latest thing? Trump refused to negotiate any further on that bailout package. And so the stock market went down last night. And then, and predictably, this morning, stock market came back up again because it's bad news. So, you know, theoretically bad news. So that what the big players in the stock market, what they do is they initiate a sell. You guys have a word for that when people do it in the crypto markets. They, what's it called when you start a trend? Pump and dump. And so the big players in the stock market, they start a pump and dump. They, if there's some bad news that they could blame it on, so all the big players, they dump, and then all the little guys like me and you, they're the ones that don't know any better, our stuff gets dumped. You know, either we do it or it's automatically done by the people that are managing our investment, and it gets dumped. And then what do the big guys do? As soon as everybody dumps their stock and it goes down, you know, 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%, then they immediately buy it back and pocket that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10%. So the big guys make that money, but we don't, because we dumped it and it went back up the next morning. And now if we buy back in, we buy back in at the 5% inflated price. And they do that over and over and over.
So
and over
in order
again.
To make money, then, don't you just have to get your strategy in alignment with theirs?
Right, be like, one of them, yes.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. You have to learn to read the signs, right?
Right. So someone, you know, on Facebook, social media, whatever, commented about the whole, you know, Trump $1,200 stimulus ransom, I guess, right? Like,
buy Bitcoin right before that $1,200 comes out.
Sure, that's one that could be effective.
Anybody who took my advice and used their last $1,200 stimulus to buy Bitcoin turned that $1,200 into like $1,400 or $1,500 by now.
All right. Is not an investment advisor.
But what I commented on was, you know, if I said don't get bribed with stolen money or other people's money, right? You're getting your, they took your money and now they're bribing you back for votes, right? And you know, they said, well, everyone's going to fall for it, and I said, yes, everyone will fall for it because that's what the vast majority of people do. But it's a wholly predictable, inevitable outcome.
Yes, it is.
So if you can see this wholly predictable, inevitable outcome, there's got to be a way to profit financially off of it, regardless of your status.
Certainly.
Absolutely. David, thank you so much for the call. I mean, as you pointed out, Ian, stock markets are risky games to be playing in anyway. I mean,
sure.
So is cryptocurrency. So is anything. It's all ultimately some form of gambling. I happen to believe that cryptocurrency has a strong philosophical ground and is needed in the world, and I think it's going to be here to stay. Will that be Bitcoin, though? Or Bitcoin Cash? Or Monero? Or Hush? Or who knows,
or
man?
Something we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. I want it to continue evolving and continue changing, and that means, you know, new cryptocurrencies. But the stock market is just like that, except it's overly regulated by the government, and there's no...
You have to ask permission to get in.
Yeah.
And out.
Yes, and that's a very slow process. Mm-hmm.
And with crypto, in a long enough time frame, it's going to be something that you haven't even heard yet. I would say that's inevitable.
Odds are.
So we got a list of reach. Oh, let's keep going with the phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. We've got Eamon calling from New Jersey. Eamon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so last week I was a first-time caller, and I was the first time calling on any radio show, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But I was just curious. So you keep talking about Fork Fest, and it sounds really awesome. I was personally pretty bummed out last summer because the festival I was going to go to got canceled.
Well, Fork Fest this past summer did not get canceled.
That's right.
You could have come here.
It happened.
Yeah, I wish I knew.
Oh, well.
But
It's not going to get canceled in 2021 either. We hope not. Probably not.
Yeah. Do you guys have, like, other events, like, throughout the year? Like, are you guys doing anything for, like, Halloween? Because, Halloween's my favorite day of the year, and I'm, like, stressing out trying to find some place to go.
Holy crap. I've been so busy lately that it completely escaped my notice that it is October. I haven't watched a single horror movie yet.
My God, I thought you were
watching Satanist.
I mean, you're so busy. I mean, you watch horror movies all year long, though, don't you, generally?
Yeah, but October, I like take it,
I see,
to a different level.
There's an abundance coming available on the torrent sites.
Well, you're seeing a real horror show in real life, so...
That's true.
You know, it's more interesting.
There are other libertarian festivals.
Are there?
Well, we don't organize them, but there was Jackalope, at the very least. There was something else that happened.
That's true. The Midwest one happened, I think, too.
I think one down in North Carolina or something happened a month or two ago.
Yeah, that's right. Anarchon. They called that Anarchon.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yeah, so, but if you're asking if we do something specific, no. We as Free Talk Live, we don't organize events. We don't organize Forkfest either. We just promote it.
Yeah, and then we show up and we see what happens.
Yeah, we broadcast from it.
Okay.
But if you were here as part of the Freedom Migration, there's plenty of local events going on in multiple cities around the state on a fairly regular basis.
That's true. There's way more here than you could probably even get involved in.
Yeah, there was a market day that just started happening every Saturday, I think, here in Westmoreland.
Yeah, and there's been Mask Freedom events that have been happening in Manchester and Nashville. There's supposed to be one coming to Keene soon.
Isn't there a bazaar that's taking place occasionally in Manchester as well? I mean, there's a lot happening here, but as far as festivals... I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there's this Fork Fest, as far as I know. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in, and if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ben Aria.
And Ian.
And Richie Rich.
And we're going through this list of things from Zero Hedge that you must believe in order to convince yourself that everything is going to turn out okay. And most of these things are just lunacy, but I believe everything is going to turn out okay.
I think everything is okay, but there's some problems we can solve.
I don't think everything... Okay. Okay, yes, that's sort of a pedantic way of phrasing it, but...
I'm at ease, you know?
I am also at ease, yeah. So I get where you're coming from.
Being okay is in here, right? It's not about what's out there. There's always going to be something out there that's wrong, right?
Well, this is a list of 20 things that are out there that are wrong.
According to this guy, you don't agree with that.
No, not
okay. I don't agree with a considerable amount of this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Some of these are just Republican talking points.
Absolutely. But just to continue the point, though, whether something is wrong outside of us is always going to be the case. Even if tomorrow morning the government has disappeared, you know, the libertarian fantasy, well, then you're still going to have problems because people can't get along with each other. Husbands and wives are divorcing. Businesses are being scummy.
There's no one left to protect the children.
Whatever your problems are, that's part of life, is seeing what's happening around you, making a choice about how you feel about it and what, if anything, you're willing to do about it. Whether you let it get to you or not, whether you let it disrupt your okayness, is completely up to you.
All right. Number 14.
I want to call attention back to the election stress disorder and how those people need to hear that.
Yeah, well.
But they're not listening to us.
So, well, that's the difference. There's the difference between hearing and listening as well. So even if they heard it, they may not even process it. They may not internalize it in any way, shape, or form. There's always...
They should do shrooms, though.
And they say when the student is ready, the master appears.
I can hear Jimmy. Number 14. There is no need to worry that our relationships...
Jiminy Cricket. He said Jimmy, right?
Yeah, right, from White Men Can't Jump? The difference between listening and hearing?
Wow, that takes me way back. I saw the movie in 1993 or whatever
it was.
It's
still a good movie, man. I can hear Jimmy. There is no need to worry that our relationship with Russia and China have gone down the tubes.
You've got a relationship with Russia and China?
Our relationship, we all...
Man, I thought I was a slut.
Because our military is so strong that nobody would ever dare getting into a military conflict with us.
Well, I mean, that's probably true at the moment for the United States. Their military is so powerful that no one wants to fight them. But that's not always going to be true.
That might be. This would have been a good one for Mark, because I definitely, you know, in conversations with him on air.
Oh, he's full on China hysterical right
nuts.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want to call him out because he's not here, but that one definitely brought up conversations in my memory. Number 15. Even though the head of the UN World Food Program is warning that there will be famines of biblical proportions, I am sure that any food shortages are just temporary, and everyone in the world will have plenty of food to eat in 2021 and beyond.
Well, if they don't, they'll die, and then there'll be more food for the rest of us.
Mm.
I will say this is one of the concerns that I had at the beginning of COVID, that I was legitimately concerned
about. Shortages.
Shortages of food, because...
Legitimate concern, yeah.
I usually don't concern myself or worry about things. I started stocking up on non-perishables, like high-calorie count non-perishable foods. Mm-hmm. Just in case,
sure.
Because they were disappearing from shelves, like meat and proteins
That's
were disappearing
you
from
gotta,
shelves.
You got to prepare yourself.
And I was taking steps, yeah. But it was because I was concerned about what I could foresee as happening in the future.
Right, because you're realistically concerned about the behavior of other people.
Right.
Yeah.
But so I
was never a doomsday prepper before, but then COVID happened. Toilet paper became impossible to get. Food became impossible to get. So, yes,
right.
Bottled water, flushable wipes, all of those things come delivered in large quantities to my house every month, just
right.
get put aside.
So I don't think, what I'm
Something
saying
wrong
is,
with that.
For me, well, for me, this one at least resonates a little more than mm-hmm. some of the other ones. Number 16, even though more than 60 million children have already been aborted, and even though every form of evil that you can possibly imagine is exploding all around us.
I mean, yeah, we even have fat maggot head demons out there.
There will never be any serious consequences for our actions, and the greatest days for America are still ahead of us, even though we completely refuse to change our ways.
I think there is a great day for America, and that's when it completely dissolves. That'll be the best day.
It'll be a day to remember.
Yeah.
Number 17, the rapid rise in crime rates in cities all over the nation is just temporary. I'm sure that things will go back to normal in 2021.
I don't know
what normal means, so.
Pre-COVID, I guess.
Is the crime rate going up under COVID?
Well, I mean.
Are these real crimes or are these government crimes?
I think he's perceiving the protests in the streets as an increase in criminality. But
that seems to be pervasive right now.
But I don't think that there's been an actual, at least, certainly around here, things are just pretty fine as far as the crime rate is concerned from what I can tell.
If it wasn't for the mask, you wouldn't know anything was going on by looking around New Hampshire.
Yeah, and if people are inside most of the time, then they're not doing as many crimes. That's one of the reasons why you don't see as much going on in the wintertime in New Hampshire, because there's literally, it's too cold for the thugs to be outside.
The interesting point you just brought up are the mask thing, right? Because my wife wears a mask, and she was like, wanted to have a friend come visit. She's like, New Hampshire still has a 14-day quarantine? Oh, yeah, but nobody cares.
Does
like,
it?
Right,
I didn't even
exactly.
know that. Yeah.
Even if
I'm
it does,
surprised,
who cares?
But...
You know, we were in Massachusetts Saturday night for an event that happened to be in Massachusetts. And, like, when we came back into New Hampshire, did you see border guards? Was there anyone checking temperatures on the way in? No. So
I've
just,
seen, like, signage
in.
At some points. Were there
sure.
any signs?
Not the route we took, but coming over the freeway, there is, you know, the be safe, social distance, whatever, highway sign.
Do they have those en masse, like people checking their temperatures as they come in and stuff?
I don't know. But okay. My point is, like, even if there is a 14-day quarantine here, it's wholly unenforced and therefore irrelevant. Number 18, we can ignore the hundreds of earthquakes that are shaking the West Coast because the big one probably won't happen for thousands of years.
I mean, probabilistically,
fear,
that
fear.
Is a true statement.
Yeah, fear, fear, fear. That's what this website is all about.
Well, this one seems more out of place than the rest, because how do you, what can you do differently to control the earthquakes? Is it a global warming thing? Is it a climate change issue? I don't know. Number 19.
Because this person who's writing this does not believe that everything is okay. They don't believe everything ever will be okay. They're constantly seeing fear. They're constantly seeing problems. They don't look on the bright side. And that's, you know, a very negative mentality.
Understood.
Let's hear the last one.
Two more. Number 19. The fact that tens of millions of Americans will be mailing in their ballots won't cause any issues at all. All the ballots will be counted quickly, efficiently, and accurately, and the American people will remain perfectly calm.
Well, you'd have
while
to be an
wait.
Idiot to believe the government's going to do all those things, counting things accurately.
I mean, even if they weren't mailed in, the government's not going to do that accurately.
Right.
You will wait calmly for days or even weeks to find out the winner of the presidential election.
I can wait calmly. Yeah. I care not at all which one of these lunatics becomes president in 2020.
And the last one, more than 60 million...
Surprise me on January the 5th if you want. I really don't care.
But what if you win your elected office? You want to know that right away.
We'll probably know that sooner rather than
later. I would like to know that. Yeah. Yes.
More than 60 million Americans have filed new claims for unemployment benefits this year, but most of those jobs will quickly come back, and we are on the verge of the greatest era of economic prosperity in U.S. history.
Well, a lot of these jobs are definitely not going to come back. I mean, the theaters are not going to reopen. All of these restaurants, many of them have permanently closed their door. Red Robin, I think, filed for bankruptcy today.
Really?
That doesn't sound like a good thing, though.
No, it's not a good thing, but it's not my problem.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it my problem by getting worked up about it.
Right.
My God, I'll never have a Red Robin again.
It is disappointing, if you like Red Robin.
I went once. It was fine. It was a big burger. Anybody can make a big burger.
I don't think I've ever been. Well, why would I care? As long as Local Burger is still open, I'm fine with that. Okay. And they're still open. They're still doing just fine as far as I can tell.
Well, they're not in New York City where there's going to be a new crackdown in several zip codes all around the city. A, quote, emergency crackdown, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio, saying he intended to impose new restrictions in 20 hotspots in Brooklyn and Queens. And they're going to be cracking down, telling businesses they can't open. And
I've seen that on Twitter.
Closing schools, both public and private, in 9 of the city's 146 zip codes, as well as all so-called non-essential businesses. Indoor and outdoor dining will not be allowed.
Local boutiques going out of business, struggling even more.
Did they not realize that a spike in COVID numbers, COVID cases, was going to happen when they lifted restrictions?
They haven't really lifted restrictions. I mean, barely.
They haven't even gotten that far yet?
I mean, they've barely lifted restrictions. You can have outdoor dining in New York City. They haven't even allowed indoor dining.
Well, and that's your Joe Biden position as well. Lock everything down until COVID's gone. And then reopen, and then you get the economic boom.
Well, that hasn't worked yet.
And that won't ever work. People will die. That's how you will get people rioting in the streets for real.
Well, then you can't vote for Joe Biden, then, can you?
I intend to vote for Joe Biden. No, go check out Joe Jorgensen if you must vote for someone and that someone isn't Vermin Supreme. Or head on over to freetalklive.com. There's an archive of the shows there going back more than 10 years.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.